My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Also, is this San Francisco's last chance? They just signed Trent Williams yesterday. Is this their last chance over there with this group?
With this group, yeah, a lot of these guys. I could make an argument against that.
All right, argue against it. Go.
Well, first day, hear this. The first day of Kyle Shanahan.
The great Kyle Shanahan. Okay.
Is he not that good?
No, he's great. This is being sarcastic.
I know.
You know how I feel about him personally, so there you go.
Maybe he's changed, Kenny.
No, he probably has.
You haven't
probably
seen him in a
become
long
worse.
Time.
Success makes you worse.
Yeah, I wonder about that because the players, like I just heard Brock Purdy on a podcast talking about Kyle Shanahan and how Brock Purdy's not in every locker room and he's not studying the plays of every team in the NFL. But it is a reoccurring theme how the guys that play for Shanahan talk about how he breaks down football so that idiots could understand it.
If anybody on that roster is going to love Kyle Shanahan, though, it's going to be Brock Purdy.
It better be Brock Purdy.
I bet the guys who really worked immediately underneath Genghis Khan thought he was a really good guy, too, back in the day. But I bet there were a lot of people who didn't.
Success. You guys got him all wrong.
And while he was successful, I don't think that made him all of a sudden a cuddly, warm figure to the public. I don't know. I don't think that happened.
Well,
I think the more successful Genghis Khan became.
But you base your entire feeling on Kyle Shanahan when he was the offensive coordinator for a Cleveland team where they were forcing one quarterback down his throat when he knew he should be playing the other one.
So
you wonder how you would do in that scenario.
I would be nice to strangers who had nice stories to tell about my childhood. I would be nice to them about that.
The fact that there were people...
I don't care how bad my day is going.
There were people... Well, there are people that hate your guts that have been a part of this show over the years. I mean, how do they talk about Ken Carmen behind the scenes?
Name four.
I don't know, how many stalemates are you in right now currently with people who've worked at the station or have been on the station?
Who? Name one.
One? Am I allowed to?
No, wait. No,
well,
you're not allowed to do that.
We have one that we don't name, but he writes about the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah. Not allowed to do that. Then that's where you have to stop.
What am I doing? All I'm getting at is Shanahan definitely has a way to connect to his players that I don't think other coaches do that even the ones that are considered savants or just on a different level of being able to educate the game. Like he clearly is able to do that in a way that others aren't. So they have that edge. I mean, Shanahan is absolutely an edge. The other part of it is you ask if the window is closed, not if Brock Purdy ends up being really good. Now, I've certainly debated that. I've certainly gone the other way on that. But people are telling me that they see him, they saw big time improvement last year, and that was just year two, right? So this year three.
Lima was so adamant about Brock Purdy, he was willing to do it in front of his own family. That says something. You're right. But does any of us see as big of a Brock Purdy fan as I am? I can't. Like Mahomes, you can see like, oh God, this guy's gonna be something.
He's just gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna be a different category with him. Allen, it took a minute. And even now, I you know, he has his detractors. Joe Burrow has his detractors, but there was a lot of people who saw it. I think with Brock Purdy, it's almost like he was taken by the right franchise. If he's taken by the wrong franchise at that moment, we're probably not talking about Brock Purdy at all. He might be selling insurance for all we know, or he's an emergency quarterback somewhere. But that was also part of what goes against him. Like, I've seen Brock Purdy with not the best game plans, and I've seen him struggle. I've seen him work with a guy who has really good game plans and Kyle Shanahan, and obviously we've seen him do very, very well. But I know that there's a hesitance over there to throw gobs of money at him. Right now, they don't have to. Second of all, is they don't know if it's going to be worth the investment. So I would say with this group, yes, this is the last gasp. They're going to have to shed salary eventually. But if Brock Purdy, like say there's injuries and Brock Purdy just separates himself amongst the rest, then no, their window's going to be open. It's going to be open for quite a while. And I think Kyle Shanahan, of all people, knows that. Well, I mean, good God.
Yeah, also.
Not that you're implying he doesn't, but he knows that.
Yeah, also, Bosa's 26. And you just look up and down their roster.
That's it?
Yeah, Fred Warner's 27. So if we're saying they're old, what are the...
It feels like we've been talking about those guys for 10 years.
I know. So if we're saying they're old, I did see the Browns for starters. If you just look, I know you'll see some rankings on ages for the entire team. Well, that's kind of silly. You got to look at the starters, right?
Yeah.
The starters for the Browns, I think the Browns are one of the five oldest teams in the NFL if you go by starters. Are we saying the Browns window is closing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Closing?
Oh, I think that a lot of people feel that way. Am I wrong? I think that's why there's so many people who are pensive about this season. I think that you see the window right in front of your eyes, and someone's about to slam it shut. That's why this is such a big year for Deshaun Watson. Like, we are at year what with Myles Garrett? 9? 8? Year 8? 7 with Denzel. We've done this a million times before.
And Miles is going to be 29 this year.
Joel Bitonio, I think, is year to year. Would anybody be surprised if he retired after this season?
No.
Nope.
I would not.
Wyatt Teller is a veteran. I mean, we've gone down the list here. Am I wrong? But does anybody feel that this is not a put up or shut up season for the Browns?
Well, that's why this is good. This is good that we talked about San Francisco.
Yeah.
Because I see people say San Francisco, this is their window, this is it. Some people are starting to, with all their offseason tumult, that people are worried about them calling it the season from hell, potentially. I mean, the Browns, in many ways, are getting up there, too.
Yeah.
We just don't have the success that they do.
I mean,
so nobody's talking about the Browns. Like, if the Browns had just been to the Super Bowl last year and lost, and it had been the second time in 5 years or whatever, I think people would be saying, is this it for the Browns? Is this the last year of the window? But because the Browns didn't even have that success to that level, nobody even really brings it up.
The 49ers and the Browns, they show you just how hard this is. And I think historically they do it. I can go back to Eddie DeBartolo's first years in San Francisco and speak about that. But I mean, his nephew Jed York and the first years that he had were really a mirror image of what his uncle had. And with Cleveland, you've seen the struggles that the Haslams had to try to build a franchise and then rebuild it and then rebuild it and then rebuild it, and the mistakes that they had made and that they will openly admit to in trying to build it. And then you go to the 2016 season where you really tear it down to the studs. And here we are 8 years later, and we're still trying to figure out a way to break through past the divisional round. To see how hard this is, how important coaching is, how important organization is. And by the way, there's different ways to do it. Andrew Berry is a very powerful person in the Browns organization. I don't know how powerful John Lynch is. I have no idea. You hear things about what he does that are good, and then you hear things where he's... I mean, there have been people that make him out to be a puppet for Kyle Shanahan, which I think is kind of a disrespectful, wrong thing to say, but it's been bandied about that he is. So I think that there is different ways to be a successful franchise, but I think that they are two studies. And yeah, you get Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowls fall from the sky, greatness falls from the sky. Andy Reid was a good coach before Patrick Mahomes, but he makes Andy Reid look like a legend. And Andy Reid was probably a savant and a legend before all this. He needed the right quarterback to take him there. You can't make that your expectation. There are guys that are cut from a cloth that's different from the rest. Mahomes is one of those guys. But when you look at the 49ers and the Browns, that's the study. That's a study how difficult this is. The Browns have done everything they possibly could. They've made mistakes. They've corrected those mistakes. They've gotten to the divisional round. The 49ers, they've made some mistakes. They've had bad injury history. They've had to change quarterbacks themselves. They got to the Super Bowl twice and lost to the same guy.
And I do have, I'll tweet it out, but oldest starting groups in the NFL for the starters, Dolphins are number one, Browns are number two, followed by the Vikings, Saints, and Panthers. They're all clumped up, though. They're all very close together. Youngest, by the way, Owens, Kansas City Chiefs, number four.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Packers, number one.
Must be nice. Congratulations on all your success over there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.